The Nkrumah Dance with Queen Elizabeth. Nkrumah's dance with Queen Elizabeth II was a historic moment during Ghana's independence celebrations in 1957. It symbolized Ghana's emergence as a sovereign nation within the Commonwealth. Back in the 1960s, Ghana was going through a period of significant political and social change. Kwame Nkrumah, the first Prime Minister and later President of Ghana, played a crucial role in leading the country to independence from British colonial rule. He was a charismatic and influential leader who believed in Pan-Africanism and the liberation of African nations. The dance between Kwame Nkrumah, the first Prime Minister and later President of Ghana, and Queen Elizabeth II during Ghana's independence celebrations in 1957 was a pivotal moment in the history of both Ghana and the broader African decolonization movement. To understand the significance of this event, it is essential to explore the historical context leading up to it, the factors that influenced Nkrumah's leadership, and the broader implications for Ghana's independence and its relationship with the British monarchy. Colonialism in Africa, particularly in Ghana, formerly known as the Gold Coast, had a long and complex history characterized by exploitation, oppression, and resistance. By the mid-20th century, anti-colonial sentiments were gaining momentum across the continent, fueled by nationalist movements, intellectual discourse, and the examples set by other countries that had successfully achieved independence. Kwame Nkrumah emerged as a central figure in Ghana's struggle for independence. Born in 1909 in what was then the Gold Coast, Nkrumah was educated both locally and abroad, including in the United States and the United Kingdom. Influenced by the Pan-Africanist ideas of figures like Marcus Garvey and George Padmore, Nkrumah became deeply committed to the cause of African liberation and unity. In 1947, Nkrumah founded the Convention People's Party, CPP, which quickly became the leading political force advocating for independence. Through mass mobilization, strikes, and protests, the CPP pressured the British colonial authorities to grant Ghana independence. After years of activism and negotiations, Ghana finally achieved independence on March 6, 1957, with Nkrumah as its Prime Minister. The independence celebrations were a momentous occasion not only for Ghana but also for the wider decolonization movement. The presence of Queen Elizabeth II at the ceremony was significant as it symbolized the peaceful transition of power from colonial rule to self-governance within the framework of the Commonwealth. Now, let us talk about the dance. In 1961, Queen Elizabeth II visited Ghana as part of her Commonwealth tour. This visit was significant because it symbolized the relationship between Ghana and its former colonial power, the United Kingdom. Nkrumah saw it as an opportunity to showcase Ghana's independence and progress on the global stage. The dance between Nkrumah and Queen Elizabeth II was a symbolic gesture of friendship, reconciliation, and mutual respect. It showcased Ghana's commitment to forging a new relationship with Britain based on equality and cooperation rather than subjugation. Additionally, it demonstrated Nkrumah's diplomatic skills and strategic vision in navigating Ghana's post-independence trajectory. The decision to have a dance with Queen Elizabeth was a strategic move by Nkrumah. It was a symbol of Ghana's sovereignty and a way to demonstrate that Ghana was a proud and independent nation. The dance was seen as a diplomatic gesture highlighting the friendly relationship between Ghana and the UK. Several factors contributed to Nkrumah's decision to dance with Queen Elizabeth II. Firstly, it was a pragmatic move aimed at fostering goodwill and garnering international support for Ghana's fledgling democracy. By publicly embracing the Queen, Nkrumah sought to reassure the British government and the international community that Ghana was a committed country, maintaining friendly relations and upholding democratic values. Nkrumah wanted to use this occasion to promote his vision of a united Africa and to gain support for his pan-Africanist agenda. He saw himself as a leader of the African continent and wanted to use the dance as a platform to rally support for his ideas. Additionally, Nkrumah wanted to showcase Ghana's cultural heritage to the world. The dance was an opportunity to display traditional Ghanaian music, dance, and attire. It was a way to celebrate Ghanaian culture and identity while also demonstrating that Ghana was a modern and progressive nation. The dance itself was a grand affair with elaborate preparations and performances. It was held at the State House in Accra, where Nkrumah and Queen Elizabeth danced together to traditional Ghanaian music. The event was widely covered by the media, both in Ghana and internationally, further enhancing Ghana's visibility on the global stage. Furthermore, Nkrumah recognized the symbolic power of the moment. The dance symbolized Ghana's emergence as a sovereign nation on the world stage, capable of engaging with former colonial powers as equals. It was served to highlight Ghana's cultural richness and diversity as traditional Ghanaian music and dance were incorporated into the ceremony alongside British customs. However, Nkrumah's decision to dance with Queen Elizabeth II was not without controversy. Some critics viewed it as a betrayal of the anti-colonial struggle, arguing that it undermined Ghana's sovereignty and perpetuated the legacy of colonialism. Additionally, there were concerns that Nkrumah's pursuit of international recognition and support would compromise Ghana's independence and autonomy. In conclusion, the dance between Kwame Nkrumah and Queen Elizabeth II during Ghana's independence celebrations in 1957 was a symbolically charged moment that encapsulated the complexities of post-colonial relations and the challenges of nation-building in Africa. It reflected Nkrumah's strategic pragmatism, his commitment to diplomacy and reconciliation, and his vision of Ghana as a proud and independent member of the international community. However, it has also sparked debate and controversy, underscoring the tensions between nationalism and internationalism, sovereignty and cooperation that continue to shape Africa's relationship with the rest of the world.